Dave.
Not bad.
How are you?
Good.
All right, let's start the meeting with a pledge of the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, can I get a motion to come out of executive session at 7:03?
I'll do that.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Do we have SACPA here? No. Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. I didn't see you, buddy. All right. Before we get into the presentations, I'm going to invite SACPA to come present the LWRP grant opportunity for us. And the reason why is they need to get to Village Hall by 7:30 to, again, present to that body.
Right.
So out of respect for SACPA, thanks for coming in and presenting to us.
Well, thanks. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Can you guys hear?
Yeah, so my name is Dan Krasnowski. I'm the planning director for the Syracuse Onondaga County Planning Agency. And I'm here, and it's been that kind of week. It's grant season, so everything's
on the road show.
For me.
Yeah.
I don't have a real polished presentation. I don't know what you received in your packet, but I just received a resolution. Is that right?
I know it was emailed out.
Yeah. So I'm here tonight to talk about, actually this is an idea that Joe and I came up with. I had gone out and met with every town and village in the county in preparation for preparing for a county plan and also to introduce myself. But one of the things that we talked about was how important it was for the Seneca River and the Oswego River to the community. And we talked about things of how the town could take advantage of that economically and also recreationally in every way that you can take advantage of a river going through the community, especially when it's significant as the Seneca River and the Barbers Canal. And one of the programs that's out there is called the Local Waterfront Revitalization Program, and it's a big program, it's very significant. So the town of Clay has one for their northern boundary with their Oneida River, and town of DeWitt has one, and then there's a regional one, regional planning has. So the idea is, Department of State offers this money to create what's called a phase one plan, and the Village of Baldwinsville has a downtown revitalization plan that had qualified at one point as a phase one plan, but doesn't anymore because it wasn't done under the program. But the idea, and this is my short pitch, right? The idea is you create this plan around the river, and that plan can include not just the river, but several miles inland. And you look at all the opportunities and all the resources you have kind of related to the river. It could be recreational resources, it could be industrial, it could be development opportunities, it could be downtown revitalization of villages, it could be new development, it could be parks. All the options are kind of on the table associated with that waterway. And then when you complete that plan, which takes about a year, it's a significant time period. The nice thing about this program is that there's a phase two and a phase three, and the great thing about that is there's funding to actually implement the plan. So if you want to do a capital project, if you want to expand your marina, if you need a seawall built, if you want to do a bridge over the river, you know, whatever it is, there's actually money that follows up, and it works out very, very well, either for capital projects or for further planning. So that's kind of the short version of what the Local Waterfront Revitalization Program is all about. There's only three other ones in the county. There's the lakefront in the city, and there's DeWitt, and there's Clay. So this, to be honest with you, I can't believe you don't already have one, because you have such a magnificent water body going through your community. And there are several other communities that would like to do this. We are willing to write the grant for you, but we do need a town of Lysander to be the administrative center. The reason for that is regional planning came to us with a late request, Department of State had asked them to actually apply for money to implement one of our other plans for the Empire State Trail. So the county has to do that because regional planning doesn't qualify, but the town does qualify, and we didn't want to compete with ourselves. So it works out better if we submit it through the town.
It was perfect timing. I mean, we've been talking about this for a few months now. And just to give the public a little bit more background on why I think that this is important, if you drive through the village of Baldwinsville and you look at the improvements that we've had over the last 10, 15, heck, 20 years, that just didn't happen. You know, you just didn't, you know, I mean, it took a plan and it took administration after administration to adhere to the plan and be focused. And we have 31 miles of waterfront in Lysander. We don't have a boat launch west of Lock 24. You know, the opportunities as far as grant opportunities, once you have an LWRP in place, are amazing. And the reason why we wanted to partner with the village of Baldwinsville and the town of Van Buren is because I think it's important that we start looking at Baldwinsville as a greater Baldwinsville community. You know, we're separated by these imaginary borders, but there's no reason why the three municipalities can't work in conjunction on a regional, somewhat a local regional plan, especially surrounding, if you look at that map, from Cross Lake to West Phoenix, the amount of economic development and recreation opportunities. It's just one. I think it's economically promising, but it's going to be an opportunity for our community to think outside the box on how we look at our water resource. So I want to thank Dan for coming in and short notice. The reason why we're asking for a resolution tonight is because all grants go through the Regional Economic Development Council by the end of the month. Although we've talked about it, we haven't had a formal presentation, and we're lucky to have Sakwa come in and do that tonight. Well, I mean, you're the entity that's going to help us write the grant.
Absolutely, I will write that.
Now, does the board have any questions? Because we will be asking for a motion to move forward. Do you have a chance to look at the motion that we're going to present tonight?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and from a funding, it's a reimbursable grant.
Right. So there's the way we structured it. I can't remember the breakdown exactly. I've got too many grants in my head. 25% match. So the 25% match, we scheduled that as all in kind. So you have to have an advisory council. So all of the hours that your elected officials, your volunteers, whoever. So that for those advisory council counts as time towards the grant, and then of course our time to SACWA will count as well. So.
But you know, I would imagine we'd also have our attorney sit on that committee as well as our engineer.
Yeah, and so there's no cash out there by the time this grant.
It doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't. And it's the amount is $150,000, which is the maximum award, plus the $37,500 in kind. So it's a good size amount of money for a plan.
Yeah.
And this is a really nice size water body for it, too. And then to have the three communities working together is huge.
Well, and it's worth mentioning, you know, we met on this earlier in the week, the three municipalities at the village of Baldwinsville. The town of Lysander town of Van Buren has already met the second time this month. So they're actually going to come into a special meeting on Monday to consider this as well. And it's because they realize how important this plan is going to be towards greater Baldwinsville.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. So, with the board's approval, you can add that to the agenda. Item K. Is that all right for consideration?
Yes,
okay. All right. Dan, I think we're all set. If you need to work your way over to the village, I'll let you know how we make out on that vote. Thanks again, and thanks Megan for Megan for us. Next on the agenda, we have the Baldwinsville Rotary Club to present a check to the town.
We have Meg with us from the Rotary Club.
So, I'm the immediate past president of the Baldwinsville Rotary Club, and we're pleased to present this check for $1,150 to the town of Lysander for the Lysander Park, and it's for a bench to go over the water park and an Adirondack style chair also. So
thank you.
I'll have you guys just look at me.
Okay.
Smile here. Thank you guys.
I'll just make a comment. I'd like to thank Rotary for stepping up. You're a huge part of the community. I'm honored to receive this check on behalf of the town, and also do a work with Rotary on Kiwanis in conjunction with some other projects. Rotary's mm-hmm. a very important organization within Baldwinsville. And just a shout out for Rotary and Kiwanis and other volunteer organizations. Baldwinsville is a great community because of the organizations and the volunteer organizations within it. And those organizations need volunteers, they need help. So to keep membership up to the point where they can continue to do the activities that they're engaged in, make Baldwinsville a great community, I would ask that if you've got some time, consider joining an organization.
Definitely. The Baldwinsville Rotary is one of the largest Rotaries clubs in our district, which goes all the way to Utica and up north. And we always welcome new members, so come join a meeting on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday at lunchtime.
Thank you. Thanks again. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
Then we're going to call up Kyle. Kyle did an Eagle Scout project for us up at Lysander Park. If you haven't been up to the park, at the Butterfly Garden, we did a nice butterfly garden area, and he asked to do a project, and we put a nice checkerboard in there with two nice benches, and he's also giving us some checkers to play checkers up there. So if you haven't been to the park, please stop by and take a look at Kyle's project. I'm going to hold this here right there, and I'm going to let you stand by the supervisor.
I mean, this is a neat project. This is a life-size checkerboard, which I want to challenge you to take me out. But maybe you've seen these in other communities. It's fun to watch kids play on a life-size checkerboard, chessboard. It was a great project. It's a great addition to Lysander, and I'm sure it's going to be used for many, many years. Thank you for considering Lysander for your project.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right, guys. Let's just play for you.
Thank you, guys. Good job. All right, additions and deletions. So obviously you just heard one. We're going to be adding item K, which is consideration to apply for an LWRP grant for funding. And we're also going to be removing item H, as we don't have the paperwork yet to consider that motion. You miss anything?
That's it.
Oh, I'm sorry. And on item B, we're actually putting a dollar amount at the end of that, not to exceed $13,500. Okay, are we good? Is that everything? Thanks again. Thanks for coming in. All right, we'll move on to citizens' comments. Is there anybody in the audience wishing to make a comment? Come to the mic. It's 5 minutes. We just ask that it's not politically related or personnel related.
My name is Michael Kempesty. My mother and I have some property on Chaucer Circle. We filed a grievance with your BAR, Board of Assessment Review, and we're non-residents. In the grievance, I put in copies of state law and a copy of a document on the New York State Taxation, the New York Department of Taxation and Finance website. In it, it states, if you're a property owner who doesn't reside in the municipality where you own your property, you have additional rights relating to grieving your assessment. And number two on that, a non-resident owner can request a date after grievance day for the grievance hearing, but must submit form 524 on or before the regularly scheduled grievance day, which we did. Request must be made to the BAR, to the assessor, on or before the grievance day, and the BAR must set a date no later than 21 days after the grievance day for hearing. Now, Mr. Supervisor, I explained that to you in a conversation. You said it was out of your hands and to see the assessor. The assessor has no authority over the Board of Assessment Review, and she admitted to that. Now, I can't understand where you say it's out of your hands. You folks appoint these Board of Assessment Review members. Every year there's a changeover of one or two. You give them $500 to show up, and they defied the law. I didn't get the hearing that I'm constitutionally allowed. I don't understand that government today. We're not in Russia. The assessor said that the board felt that I was inconveniencing them. And I said to her, that's of no moment. It doesn't make a difference. The law is the law, inconvenience or not. They had to hold a hearing for us. Now, so we give some background. This has been going on a long time. And I'm fighting it on principle. I think the attorney might remember some of it. The town attorney has billed over $12,000 fighting us on this assessment over the period of years. $12,000+. The town collects at most $80 a year. They have to defend this action on that basis of $80 a year. And the town attorney's office has billed over $12,500. Now, I don't understand, and if somebody wants to talk about it, we get into some of the details, because I got the bills from the town attorney. Why, you know, they tried to find out why I'm bothering the town, bothering. I'm just a citizen asking for my rights. One of his cohorts actually went to the notary that signed the petition to find out if it was really signed by my mother. Why do you do such a thing? We're talking ethics here. Am I doing something wrong? I'm following the law. Now, for it to go on like this, instead of, you know, normal attorneys, if you have a lost private lawsuit, you know, you say, okay, let's negotiate this and we'll get it out of the way. But $80 a year, it's been going on 9 years. The town collected less than $900. Less than that. And the town attorney billed $12,500+. I don't understand. I don't understand it. Does anybody have any solution to this? If I were you, the next time these board members that you appoint, find out if they have qualifications, okay? They understand the rules of the game that you're paying them money for. I asked for oath of office. I went to the town clerk, which is another issue. She absolutely shut me down, saying I yelled at her. I get rather emotional with this stuff because we're in America. We pledge allegiance to the flag, okay? I don't understand. She's tape recording us right now. Why I can't tape record her when I go up? I do it to protect myself. She actually called the sheriffs and the troopers to come to the town. They left, they understood that there wasn't an issue, and they left. But still, to waste taxpayers' money to have officials come to question the situation, why did you call them? I don't understand. All I wanted was information from her. She actually shut me down and said, get away from my window, I'm not dealing with you. That's not the purpose of the town clerk. It's not the purpose at all. She's the main doorway to the town for information. I still haven't gotten a letter on my FOIL. I don't understand. I look on the website, you talk about guests coming into the town. Believe me, I haven't been treated as a guest in this town. Not at all. Thank you.
Anybody else in the audience wishing to make a comment?
Gene Dinsmore, 7493 Highland Drive. I just wish if you could fill in a couple of things. I don't know who or what SACPA is, LWRP, and Dan, who's just here, is he from New York State?
He's from Onondaga County. He's
a county employee?
Yes. He's the director of planning for Syracuse and Onondaga County Planning.
That's good. And what does SACPA stand for?
Syracuse Onondaga County Planning.
Syracuse Onondaga County Planning.
Planning Association.
And he's the director of that organization.
Okay, that all makes sense. And LWRP, what is that?
Local Waterfront Redevelopment Plan.
Okay.
It's similar to the club, except it's...
I don't want to sit there and be stupid. I wanted to know, you know...
There's no stupid questions.
Well, I don't know how many people here knew the answers that I just asked for, but now we all know. So
yeah.
We're good.
All right.
Beautiful system.
Hi, guys. Gail Tosh, 8447 Emmerich Road. We just had our road paved with this oil and rock conglomeration of stuff, yeah. And a lot of people in the neighborhood have come up and said, when are they going to finish the job? So that's kind of like the first question I have. Is there anything moving forward? Are we going to be putting a blacktop on there?
That's a great question for our highway superintendent.
He's not here. Do you know what his plans are? I mean, I assume you do. It's gone through the budget process, so yeah, I think you would know what the next step is.
I really don't. I don't know where they are in that process.
Okay. So then...
Jerry Hole is the highway superintendent's name.
Okay. And so the questions that came after that was who made the decision to go ahead with this treatment that we have now? Was that Jerry Hole?
That's ultimately his decision.
When you did the budget, you approved that, what his plans?
Correct.
Because they have some concerns. Some of the concerns revolve around safety. So there's a gentleman who doesn't want to take his bike out in this. He's concerned that his wheels are going to come out underneath them on the road.
They probably will.
Yeah, they probably will.
Not a road you want to be biking on right now.
Well, it's a motorcycle, so it should be ready to have motorized vehicles on it. And it's a town road. It should also be able to have bicycles on it. So I'm not sure why we wouldn't want a bicycle or motorcycle on our roads. Secondly, we have some damage to our cars because those chips are coming off and they're taking the paint off the bottom. So we're going to have either rust issues prematurely, or we're going to have to pay a couple hundred to $1,000 to have our cars repainted. So we're causing damage to our cars. Thirdly, just in driving on the roads, they're uneven. The stone in one spot, there's absolutely none on the road. And then further over on the curve, it's piled up and loose. So when your car comes around there, you start to fishtail out. Now in about a month and a half, we're going to have something more important than the cars on the road. We're going to have school buses. And when those buses hit that uneven stone, there's going to be a real problem with control. I had to move over to the side of the road today to let another car go past. My wheels got stuck in that loose stone, and I had a hard time getting back on the road. So I think moving forward, we should do something better, because the quality of life on Emmerich Road has gone down. And if we're having this same oil and stone everywhere else in the town, I've seen some other signs up, I'm pretty sure they're experiencing the same issues. And lastly, some residents said there was no information about what was happening, when it was happening, what was going to be happening. It was all a surprise. So people were blocked off from their houses. They had to, you know, there was no sign, there was no communication beforehand. So they would appreciate some kind of something like that.
I'll pass all this along to our independently elected highway superintendent.
Okay, thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Hall, thank you. Thanks, Gail.
Hugh Kemble, 8223 Dexter Parkway. I didn't plan to talk tonight, but I have a quickie on the redevelopment on the river plan that I just read about. And I would just advise everybody that's going to work on it to take a look on the land use plan, because there is a section in there on the river.
Thank you. Thanks, Hugh.
Thanks. Great point.
Kevin Road, 1405. Kevin Road, 1405, Gary Marwith. Was it not on?
It was not on.
Okay. I have a question. I see a table motion H about Chillingham Way, which is the new part of Pellington Point. Last month I asked, I talked to the town engineer about the incentive zoning payment, and that's like a $272,000 payment that we're still waiting on. Have we finalized the incentive zoning information?
We don't have all the paperwork, so that's why, one of the reasons why H was tabled.
Okay, our house is
that's
being built?
David, we haven't received, nope.
Our house is being built?
Houses, I believe, have started the,
okay.
We approved five homes, but we allowed five, but they won't get occupancy permits until those fees are paid.
Okay.
So there's a lot of incentive to for that developer to get on with the payment of these bills.
Right, and the only thing I felt with incentive zoning was the developer would make the payment when he started building houses. We've surpassed that with the motion a month ago. And here we are still waiting a month later. And I had asked, would there be information on July 18th? And at the work session last month, July 18th was floated. And here it is, July 18th's come and we have nothing.
Right, and that's why we tabled item H.
Right. So if nothing does happen, what does the town have for recourse against the developer? I mean, if we go into August 18th, then...
At some point the developer is going to want to close on those homes and start making money.
Right.
Especially if he has costs sunk into homes, he's going to want to move on with a project.
Okay.
And that's an incentive.
Did the town have a timeline? Because if it's August, we're past making improvements to patch a road. Was that planned this year?
Timelines are depend on a number of things.
But what
weather
that?
Dependent, you know, we had a very wet spring. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that.
But did we estimate doing the road work to patch a road this year?
We'd hoped to do it this year.
Okay. So he builds five homes and then he comes to us after a season where we can work on the road, and now he wants to build another 10 or 12 all winter, and we're going to wait until next year to get the... I mean, we're going to get the $272,000 regardless of what time of year it is, right?
Right.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Anybody else in the audience wishing to make a comment?
Fred Birch, Plainville Road. I'd like to follow up a little bit on what the guest said from Chaucer Circle said. Regarding feeling the need to have a recording device when you're around public officials in the town of Lysander. I too used to bring a recording device into me when I talked to the previous clerk, and that's because she lied and made stories up and also called the police and had me thrown out of the building for it. But I wanted to say that I find that our current clerk is fantastic, and every time I've had an experience to ask her a question or her advice, she's left no stone unturned to help anybody. And I just think that if people would use patience and be polite, and I'm not saying that you're not, but she's a fantastic person, and if you reach out to her again, you might find with patience and politeness that you can get somewhere. She'll be willing to help you. Your restrictions for the meeting with political issues, does that cover elections as well, voting?
Especially
voting. Is it current or is it cover past? I mean, can you talk about past events years ago?
Shouldn't be politics.
It's my opinion that the recent voting that we had in the town was Spray Park referendum vote number 2. But with over 100 less people participating in the vote. And I did witness a lot of support online for the Spray Park. And the issue that I noticed with that, I did some research in it. Just seems like the majority of the support was coming from either the town of Van Buren or people that are registered Democrats in the town of Lysander, and unfortunately they can't help anybody in a Republican primary. You would need to get to...
Yeah, this is you're turning a park improvement project and you're relating it to politics in the town, and it's clearly a violation of our rules.
Okay. Well, I'll just end in saying that I wish I would have had an opportunity to go out and knock on doors and get signatures and talk with people to help Mr. Dinsmore get on the ballot, because I'm pretty sure we'd have more changes coming this fall than we currently have. Thank you for your time.
Anybody else wishing to make a comment? Alright, we'll move on. Town board comments.
My only comments, well, first of all, I'd like to thank everyone for coming. My comments were directed towards Mr. Rogers, his Eagle Scout ceremony. I just wanted it in the record that only 6% of Boy Scouts attained the rank of Eagle Scout. So that was really exciting. I just wanted to share that, congratulate him on the project, and thank him for choosing Lysander, just like our town supervisor said.
Thanks, Roman. Pete?
Yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for coming as well, and for watching. And again, between the Rotary Club and the Eagle Scouts, it just again points out what a great community we have. I love that we have a lot of volunteers in this community making it great. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
I have no comment tonight.
Okay. I've got one. I got a request from PAC-B to announce that they are providing a survey, a viewer survey. If you go to PAC-B's website, which is PAC-BTV.org, there's a survey for the viewers. They want some feedback from you. Thank you for that opportunity, PAC-B. I'd also like to announce, in conjunction, since the Splash Park is near completion, there will be a grand opening August 16th that's going to run from noon until 8 o'clock at night, or dark, noon to dark. And I'd like to thank specifically John White for providing for what will be a spectacular fireworks display. That facility will open up and run from noon until 8 that night. We might do a soft opening to make sure that the thing actually works. That's always good before you have a grand opening. But we're really excited about it. This is over 2.5 years in the making. So we'd like to invite one and all We'll make sure that as plans take shape, we'll put that out to the public. You can go to the Parks Facebook page for updates. As of right now, as I've announced, there will be a fireworks display, there will be food trucks, and there will be entertainment. Details to follow.
August 2019.
Yep. Your wheelchairs will be there, Jim.
I plan to.
All right. Other than that, we'll go back to the agenda. Can I get a motion to adopt the minutes of the previous meeting?
I'll move them.
I'll second it.
Any discussion or changes? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Department head reports. Tony.
I just quickly just want to go through mine, and I'm going to excuse myself. We have the crews in down in the village square tonight. We have over 50 cars. It's a great turnout. There's a lot of people coming in from out of town. I just met with a couple from Georgia talking about the weather and the humidity, and they think it's cool up here. So I'm just going to quickly go through that. I apologize that I didn't get to the work session. I wanted to get back for that. Just I have an opportunity to purchase a vending machine. I wanted to bring it in front of the board. The Parks Department would purchase it. We would oversee it. We would put it in the break room and make sure it's fully stocked. We would get rid of what we have there. I know I don't know where that snack stuff is coming from, but we would get rid of that, and then we would put our stuff in there. But I want to put it before you guys to purchase this machine, and if it works out, I would probably end up taking it out of the break room and maybe moving it to the park if there's a need for it there. But it's for the price for $232. It wasn't budgeted for, but I wanted to bring it to you guys in the work session and discuss that with you guys and see if that's something that I could do. But moving along and talking about other things that are coming up, I just want to quickly run through my stuff here so that you guys have an idea. So when you discuss them there, the sign, we got four quotes on. Signorama came in at the lowest bid. Also, we had talked to Solvay Bank, and I know I had the clerk sit in with that, and we're looking at switching from NBT Bank over to Solvay Bank. They offer a lot better package than NBT Bank does, and we believe the service alone is well worth it just to make that move. And then also the surplus items, the soccer goals that you see, the galvanized pipe, they were back in the days when we used to have soccer up there. They're just hanging on a wall, taking up space, and we're looking to clean out a little bit and get rid of that kind of stuff and scrap some of that metal. And also too, the old Dell monitor and the computer top, we were notified that we could get a new computer and update some of our stuff, and that would go out front with Katrina. With the new monitor and the new screen. So we're looking at putting that as surplus. Also too, just to let you know, on July 27th at Lysander Park, the Seneca River Fire Department will have a barbecue that will start at 12 o'clock until they're sold out. They had a great turnout last year. If you haven't been to one of their barbecues, for $10 you get a good sized meal, and it's well worth just stopping up the park. Another way of us bringing people into the park, and that's going to go in with our camp out. Our camp out will be at 3 o'clock. Check-in will be in at 3 o'clock. We will spend the night up at the park, and check-out will be 11 o'clock in the morning.
Who's putting the barbecue on?
Seneca River Fire Department.
Seneca River.
And again, after this, after I'm done, if there's no further questions, I'm just going to excuse myself and head back down into the village.
So, yeah, question. Do you want us to add a line item to the agenda? Do you want to make this a formal request of the board?
If I could. If there's any questions, if you guys have any questions. So, if you didn't notice already out in the lobby, as you came in, Coffee King is providing the town building and the park, the town park, with vending services. They brought to my attention that they had a vending machine for sale for a 200 $32, and instead of them servicing us, that we could actually purchase it and service ourselves. I know talking with the town clerk, they had similar options over there at Salina, and they made enough money to pay for Christmas, their Christmas party at the end of the year with the money they made in from just one vending machine for this. I know it's not something that we're going to get rich off of, but currently now what we have in our break room, we're not getting a penny off of that. And also too, we would supply the snacks, and we could talk to the people that are working in the office and try to find out what they want and put it in there for them. So, and then it keeps everybody honest, it keeps everybody up front, and then, you know, we would actually turn a little bit of a profit off of it.
Okay, well, so we need some clarification before we consider this, because we'd be using public funds to purchase a snack machine for the purposes of providing town employees snacks.
For now, I would like to eventually possibly move it to the park.
Okay, but for now, it would be...
it would be placed in the break room.
And who would be purchasing the snacks? The employees?
No, yes, the employees, anybody that uses... And I guess...
I mean, who...
Our tenants have access to that break room too, so they could purchase this.
Right, but who's buying the merchandise?
It would come out of my budget.
Okay, so the revenue would flow back to the town as far as a whole town revenue source.
It would go back into the general fund. Correct.
Yeah, and it won't be used for a Christmas party.
Well, I'm just saying that Salina had it where they...
But I just want clarification. I mean, I want... if the, I mean... So, I mean, I see the need for it, personally, working here every day. Right now we have snacks open. You know, that can lead to mice. We don't know. I don't even know who's providing those snacks. And the purchase of those snacks is on the honor system, which invites mischief. So... I don't. This isn't a ton of money, and you can work within your existing budget. You can move funds within parks.
I'll work with David to find out where I can take it out of what budget line item I can take it out of.
I don't mind putting it on as a motion for the board to consider if the board is comfortable acting on it tonight, or we could put it on next month's agenda.
This machine, is it used?
Yes, that's why. So
right.
He will provide us the keys. He'll provide us anything. Also, too, he's local, where if we had to have it serviced, he could come and take a look at it.
So does he need to know an answer now, or can he wait a couple of weeks so we have a little more time to discuss what's going on?
We didn't have the meeting on the 4th, and he's been holding it since then to try to get an answer. I've actually pulled the invoice to get better, you know, get your guys's say on it. So he's waiting on an answer. It doesn't have to be tonight. I can call him back. I mean for $230.
Well,
it's not like I'm not breaking any of my budget line items. I'm still well within my budget.
All right, as long as there's clarity where the revenue's going, who's purchasing the merchandise, where the revenue is going to be going, so that the public knows that they're not subsidizing food for the town employees.
No.
You know, if you can work within your budget on this, it makes sense to me, simply because the situation that we have in the break room, I don't think is...
But we don't know who's putting the snacks in the break room anyhow. Right.
So there's some. We have a contract or something?
No.
No, there's no contract. There's like a little number to call or whatever there. I mean,
It's always been that way. It's just never been.
We've been dealing with that outfit since I've been here, probably before.
Really?
Yeah. It's always been just they just show up and put it on the table.
I've never seen them, so it's a mystery to me.
Where do we purchase the stock?
The stock.
I'm guessing BJ's.
Probably, yeah. It'd be depending on what the employees were looking to get.
We can spend a lot of employee time traveling to, shopping, coming back at, I don't know what part.
We shop for special events and programs all the time, so we can plan it when we go out.
Oh.
It would be no different.
Another consideration.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Why don't we, look, all right, thanks for presenting it. You guys, mull it over if you have any other questions.
I tried to get here in the work session, obviously.
We'll put it on, you know, we'll put it on the agenda for consideration in the next board meeting. All right. Thanks, Tony.
No problem. I'm going to excuse myself. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have fun at the event.
Any questions on the stuff before I head out?
You're good.
No, you're good.
You're good.
Thanks, Tony.
Have fun.
Tony? Al? David?
Just want to make a mention, obviously, the work session topic, which didn't get discussed because of the fact that we're waiting for some more information. Just to make everybody aware, if you haven't been aware in the news lately about these cyber hacks that are going on, they're quite common. The city school district got hacked, and Onondaga County Library has been hacked. I went to the PERMA seminar in May, and then one of the presentations or the work sessions was about this very topic. And it's amazing. Municipalities and hospitals seem to be a target right now. The city of Atlanta has been hacked. And at last count, when he gave the presentation back in May, they were at $17.5 million that this has cost them to recover their computers, to get them back running again. And it's some, usually it's some simple thing where somebody clicks on an email and they click on an attachment, and the next thing you know, these hackers have taken control of your computer, and it's called ransomware, and they are holding you hostage for a ransom, and they want you to pay in Bitcoin because you can't trace Bitcoin. You don't know, you know, where it's going. So anyhow, after I attended that seminar, of course, and Hank Chapman was there, who is our insurance agent, and I talked to Hank right after that very session, and I told him, this is scary, and he agreed. And actually, he sent an email this past week to all of his municipal clients and warning them that this is a problem. After I had the discussion with Hank, I had him get us an application, which I completed and sent back about 2 weeks ago, so we can get a quote as to how much it would cost to put this coverage on our package policy. So we're waiting for that quote, and then once we get the number, obviously I'll pass that on to the board for consideration, and we'll have more information exactly, you know, what does it cover, the specifics. Thank you.
So Meg Van Patten, who presented the check on behalf of Rotaries, also runs the public library, and she spoke to me briefly before the meeting, emphasizing that we need to consider that. Obviously, they were impacted by that bug. Onondaga County experienced. So, yeah, eagerly awaiting that information, and we'll make sure that that's on the agenda for consideration of the next meeting. Any questions?
No, I look forward to hearing about it, though.
Thanks, David. Yeah. Dina?
We speak highly of the Rotary and people who are volunteering and philanthropy and all of that. So in conjunction with the Rotary, I'm hosting a drive for the Children for the Backpack Program through August. And basically what the Backpack Program is it feeds kids on the weekend and through the holidays through schools, the elementary schools. So I'm doing that in the month of August, and there'll be more literature coming out about it on the website and in the Messenger and all those places. But basically, the school gives kids a bag full of food that they can eat over the weekends, and they do that all through the school year. So they really need help. So my office is going to be collecting donations.
Thanks, Tina. Move on to the regular agenda items. Item A, can I get a motion to authorize Sign-A-Rama to construct the welcome/rules sign for the spray park in the amount of $1,935? Santorama won the bid as per the procurement policy procedure.
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Item B, can I get a motion to authorize D.E. Tiroli to spend 3 additional days to complete the Spray Park earthwork at an amount not to exceed $13,500?
I'll move that.
I'll second that.
Discussion, it's worth noting that the Splash Park is still under budget, even with this consideration. Any questions or comments?
Can you just clarify, like you did at the work session, the reason why we're moving forward with this, why they need an extra 3 days?
Al, you want to?
Yeah, a big part of it is the weather that we've had this spring and one additional pump installation that was not originally planned.
Good enough?
That's good.
All right. There's an item on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passed. Item C, can I get a motion to waive the permit fee of $300 for a fireworks display? It's a pyro permit fee on behalf of the Radisson Community Association for their August 10th, 2019 Founders Day celebration. Their rain date is August 11th. The fireworks display is to begin at dusk and an expected duration of 10 to 15 minutes in the Cary Hornaday Memorial Park.
I will move that.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Item D, can I get a motion to authorize the supervisor to sign the letter of intent for the Water Quality Improvement Project grant application, final urbanized area MS4 mapping project, final application to be completed by the town engineer?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Al, do you want to briefly describe what this is related to?
So part of the new mandated MS4 permit that's proposed and has not been adopted by the state yet is that we have to be able to take all of our stormwater mapping and have it on a GIS platform that can be accessed through the web. We have our stormwater infrastructure mapped in GIS coordinates. However, we have it in GPS coordinates, or we don't have it in a GIS format that can be published on the web. So this grant will fund that mandate.
It's an intermunicipal grant as well?
Yes, it's through the Stormwater Coalition. No cost, no additional cost other than what we already pay the Stormwater Coalition annually.
Any other questions for Al?
Very good.
It's good.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Item E, can I get a motion that the punch list security for roadway, sanitary sewers, and drainage utilities included in Highland Meadows Phase 3 and 4 subdivision be set at $112,250 for the following roadway, Giddings Trail, which is 0.473 miles?
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Item F, can I get a motion that the maintenance guarantee security for the roadway, sanitary sewers, and drainage utilities within the Highland Meadows Phase 3 and 4 subdivision be set at $197,694 for a period of 3 years?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carried. Item G, can I get a motion that the following street sanitary sewers and associated drainage utilities included in the Highland Meadows Phase 3 and 4 subdivision, or subdivision 4, be accepted as official town roads? And that's Giddings Trail, which is 0.473 miles.
I will move that.
Go ahead, Peter.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Item H, we've tabled. Item I, can I get a motion to designate Solvay Bank Baldwinsville Branch as the official bank for said department heads, Dina Falcone, town clerk, and Anthony Birkinshaw, recreation supervisor?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All those
does it make sense to do that now or wait till start of the year?
No, because we do a monthly report, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yep. So do other department heads or all the other department heads still using NBT?
Yes, there are. Nancy still uses NBT.
I still use
M&T.
That's my main thing.
The court uses
M&T.
Eventually, I'm
going to
switch to
solid.
That's fine.
They have great service and they do a lot for the community.
Okay. We've also, Solvay Bank seems to be very competitive in the municipal finance realm, especially with the bond rates lately. All right, there's a motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Item J, can I get a motion to declare the following items as surplus from the Parks and Recreation Department? The soccer goals to be scrapped for metal value, the monitor and computer to be disposed of through electronic recycling.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Item K was an addition to the agenda. I'll read it. It's a resolution. Whereas the Town of Lysander supports the grant application made to the New York State Department of State for the development of the Greater Baldwinsville Local Waterfront Revitalization Plan, also known as the LWRP. Whereas New York State's Local Waterfront Revitalization Program facilitates the creation of locally prepared land and water use plan and implementation strategy for a community's natural, public, working, or developed waterfront. In partnership with the Department of State, a municipality develops community consensus regarding the future of its waterfront and implements the plan to make the most of its waterfront. And whereas the Town of Lysander includes approximately 30 miles of waterfront along the Seneca River and Cross Lake, part of the eligible New York State Barge Canal system, and desires to foster increased public access and recreation opportunities, natural and scenic resource protection, and revitalization of communities along its waterways. And whereas a joint funding application has been prepared for submission from the Town of Lysander on behalf of the Town of Van Buren, Town of Lysander, and the Village of Baldwinsville to encompass a coordinated plan for land and water area of the three jurisdictions. And whereas the required local match will be met by a commitment of staff time between the municipalities in Onondaga County to equal 25% of the total cost of the project, no direct cash match is required for the project. And now, therefore, be it resolved, if New York State Department of State awards the above-mentioned grant, the Town of Lysander agrees to participate in support in the preparation of the Greater Baldwinsville Local Waterfront Revitalization Plan project in partnership with the Village of Baldwinsville and the Town of Van Buren, Onondaga County, and New York State Department of State. Be it further resolved, the Town of Lysander agrees to be named the grant application and award designee and is authorized to enter into related contracts on behalf of the project and its participating municipal partners. Any good motion?
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? I'll vote on that. Aye. Motion carried. New business. Is there anything you guys want to add to the agenda for consideration at the next meeting? Any initiatives?
I just want to make sure we talk about Tony Birkinshaw's request.
Yep, that's noted. Dina, you've got that noted. Okay, we went into executive session early. No action was taken. Can I get a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting at 8:01 p.m.?
I'll move that.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Thanks, everybody, for coming.